There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
But the one trade the Commanders made, unless something went down we don't know about yet on trade deadline day, was getting Marshawn Lattimore. We'll give you all the details on that in just a second. The last trade that trickled in right after the gun here that was made right before 4 o'clock, the Texans traded defensive tackle Khalil Davis to the 49ers in exchange for a seventh-round pick in a couple of years. San Francisco, all day long, was calling everybody for a D-tackle. That secret was not well kept.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Washington with a corner. You know, the Ravens wanted a corner, so the Commanders get Lattimore. The Ravens get Tre'Davious White. We all knew that the Lions wanted a pass rusher. They got Za'Darius Smith. The Niners really wanted a D-tackle. Now, I'm not sure that Khalil Davis is the guy, the answer. And they gave up literally as the least amount you can. 2 years from now, seventh-round pick. You can't give up less than that. So my guess is nobody thinks, either in Houston or in San Francisco, that Khalil Davis is going to be the difference between winning the Super Bowl or not. But that was the one move that was made here just before the horn that you guys had not heard about yet.
So, yeah, there were a few teams inquiring about D-tackles, according to the folks that cover this thing, whether it was Cincinnati, San Francisco, among others. Surprisingly, a little movement in that regard. Another thing to note, the Giants had a couple pieces on defense, especially for a team going nowhere, 2-7, that a lot of folks are interested in. Aziz Ojulari, for example, having a career year in terms of sacks and pass rush on the outside. Seems like their demands were too high, but a pass rusher like that might have helped some teams, but didn't end up moving anywhere.
So two things that are notable to me here. Number one, the Commanders made the most impactful move of the day. The Lions are the only team that could take issue with that. They could say that the Za'Darius Smith addition, who had five sacks this year, comps favorably to Marshawn Lattimore at corner for Washington. But all of the lead stories right now, if you're watching any of the networks, ESPN, NFL Network, right here at the top of the hour, they're leading with Lattimore to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
One, because the Commanders are the it sexy team. They're 7-2. They're second in the conference. But also because, very obviously, they really needed corner help, and they went and got it. They're 24th in the NFL, allowing 68% of passes to be completed. If you look at the statistics midway through the season, this is the 25th-ranked defense in yards per play. They are 31 against the run and 21 against the pass. They're 27th in picking off passes, and they went and got a guy who has 15 in his career. There's just a lot of areas where they haven't been good enough. 22nd on third down, 21 getting off the field on fourth down, 28th in the red zone, 22nd goal to go, and they fixed their biggest problem today.
Yeah, if you're – listen, you can't do an overhaul where you fix seven positions or however many ultimately is needed for a great defense, but that's certainly the biggest area where you could say, let's upgrade right now this minute, pretty simply, right? And it not only is the – you know, you have one starter. You're not just trading one starter for one starter. In other words, you're not just going, okay, Noah Igbinoghene, you're no longer my outside corner opposite Benjamin St. Juste. You're saying, not only do we have a bona fide number one in theory to go travel with good receivers, if and when he's healthy. We'll get to that. But it now has a lesser responsibility for Mikey Sanders still in theory. Maybe now you're back inside in the slot, which you did at Michigan, and now they drafted you to do what you were thrust into duty here on the outside. Maybe we accentuate that strength. Maybe you're still on the outside some, and St. Juice rotates in. I mean, it gives you some flexibility and options to have that guy that can deal with the other team's star. That's something you simply haven't had. You've had to do it with, we're going to give up some stuff. Malik Nabers is going to catch 15 passes underneath against us. That's just going to happen. Maybe now it doesn't have to happen. Maybe now you can give up certain other things or try to take some things away at this point. Having a player like that can only help.
All right, deadline has come and gone. Those are the moves then in finality. Nothing else is coming down the pike. The Commanders go and get Marshon Lattimore, give up a third rounder, a fourth rounder, a sixth rounder to do it. The third rounder will be the second of their two third-round picks. That's their original third rounder. So based on where they finish in the standings is where that pick will be right now. It's a late third-round pick because they're one of the best teams in football. But they are keeping the third rounder they got from the Eagles for Jahan Dotson. Of course, that third-round pick correlates to where the Dolphins end up in the standings, and the Dolphins have been one of the worst teams in the league. So right now that's a very early third-round pick that Washington is keeping in its midst. Before we get back to the topic at hand, and that is how much better they got defensively, and I want to give a grade. I want you to give a grade as well for what they got, for what they gave up. I did tell you that we'd give away these tickets to see Iron Maiden, so let's do that right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets. The Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th at CFG Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Remember, we've got Austin Eckler on the show today for his normal Tuesday appointment. I can't wait to see what he thinks about this
trade. Yeah, seriously.
I want the perspective of a veteran player. He's on the show in 50 minutes. You were in the locker room bleeding, sweating, busting your butt, trying to win so that you could get to the playoffs. You think Eckler cares about next year or 2 or 3 years from now? These guys feel like they can win right now, and Adam Peters just gave them a lot better chance to.
That's the way I would view it. So I wonder how he's been around. He's been on teams that were good, bad, building, rebuilding, contenders, everything in between, right? So that's the way that I would think of it. And I can't wait to hear his perspective at 5 when he joins us. But I would say when you turn in this kind of work through just now past the halfway point of the season, right? 9 games in, you are 7-2, exceeding almost everybody's expectations. Maybe not their own internally, but maybe in deep, dark secrets, maybe indeed their own expectations, right? You've turned in this work and you're going, what are you going to do for us, right? Where's our reward? And then here it is. How about a marquee player? How about a star where you aren't worried about, as you said, 2 years down the line for a lot of guys that probably won't even be here to see the fruits of their labor, right? I mean, you're trying to build something around a couple of guys. I got news. A lot of these short-term dudes won't be here in this cruel NFL world that moves at light speed as you go forward and build teams year over year. So that's got to feel really, really good, I would guess, right? As something where it's, again, I would look at it as my reward for turning in such good work through 9 games.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Yeah, I just want my executives to match my energy and intensity. And when I've done everything I can as a player and as a group of players, that it looks like with a little bit of your help, we might be able to finish this thing, I want you to respond accordingly. And that's exactly what happened today. You know, it's almost like I view it as like, you know, you're trying. The crew is down there. They're working to like repair this massive hole in the boat to keep it from sinking. And they're reaching up to Adam Peters here because nobody thought they'd be able to keep the boat afloat. But they're doing an okay job, and they're using duct tape and glue and gum and all this stuff. And Peters has more duct tape. And they're going, "Hey, man, hey." And their hands are out there going, "Help us out here. Help us out here." And Peters looks at you and either tosses you duct tape or he turns around and walks the other way. Well, not only did he toss him duct tape, I mean, he basically just gave him like hammers, nails, some plywood and said, "Let's just fix this thing and make it better than it was when we got here." And so I think that we'll let Eckler answer the questions. I don't want to lead him or put words in his mouth. But my guess is there's got to be an excitement to that for sure. All right, let's give a grade, and then we can open up the phones as we go deeper into the segment here to see what people think on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. But we'll start with you, Danny. What they gave up, third, fourth, sixth, to get Lattimore and a fifth back. You can't grade trades normally until well into the future. Sometimes it's years down the road. But just first
looking at the process,
based on what they gave up and what they got at a position of need, what are you giving them?
It's boring, and I'm sorry, but it's an A for me. That's what it is. The process here is what I care about. If Marshawn Lattimore, God forbid, walking off the plane today at Dulles Airport as he's landing, you know, slips on a banana peel and can't play the rest of the year, it doesn't make it a bad trade, right? The idea for a high-ceiling player that comes with baggage, you don't get players like this unless there's something amiss. If everything was going great in New Orleans, he's not up for trade. If they were 7-2 and still scoring 41 a game, or 45 a game rather, as they were for the first couple of weeks, and awesome, this doesn't happen. If he's not banged up all the time, having missed, you know, 10 games a couple seasons ago, 7 games I think last year, and already missed a couple this season, then this isn't happening. There is some risk here. But that risk, the juice is worth the squeeze, to talk about one of our favorite little axioms. This is a worth it type move, where of course you give those things up. Because, you know, those guys, if they hit, are nice pieces. They're Jordan McGee. Nothing wrong with Jordan McGee. There's a lot right with Marshawn Lattimore, though. And that's a high-ceiling, high-success potential player that you make that move for. Because that's what you're trying to do. You're not trying to build an okay. You're trying to build a champion.
Yeah, I don't sit here and pretend like, you know, certain picks don't matter. But I do think you've got to find a number to round it off as to, like, where your line of picks that matter more is. Mm-hmm. And I think top 100 is maybe where I do that. And they still have picks at 29, 62, and 72 in the top 75. Three picks right there in the top 75 that would have been top 100 selections to go along with the pick in the 90s that they gave up. And so you've still got three of those, right? You give up the pick in the 90s or 80s, whatever it ends up being, your second, third round pick. And then the swapping of late-round picks, which, by the way, Peters is a pick-swap guy. I think we've learned that about him. They did it in the Sam Howell trade. They did it in this deal. They did it in the Ridgeway deal. He does not mind. Whatever chart he and Newmark and their crew looks at, Sosna and the analytics department, whatever they're looking at, they don't mind moving around the board and saying, okay, what's this four worth? It's a 5 and a 6 and add 4 and move the 2 and add the 9 and 16 divided by 4. They're all about the pick-swap, it seems like. No problem. Cool. Because they've got a plan. They've got a vision. So I'm giving it an A as well. I think the only way this doesn't work out as being an A trade is health. Because I refuse to believe that Lattimore is not still really, really good. Too many people that I trust say that he is. That watch the film, that study him, that cover the Saints. I hit up our buddy Matt Paris. I believe he called in to be Mitch and Finley.
He did,
today, either right after or around the time that Washington was linked to Lattimore. Maybe right before the trade. And Paris essentially suggested, like, he's still one of the most popular players in the city, one of the guys that everybody loves, and still one of the best players on the football team. We had our own guest on who covered the Saints and is on the sideline on their broadcast this hour, Jeff Nowak. And he said, he used the word elite. Said he's still one of the best corners in the league. Said he still has his fastball, can still shut down a number one receiver. If that's what they're getting, respectfully to that late third round pick and the four and the six, good riddance. Corners are almost as valuable as any other position other than quarterback. In fact, Danny, where would you rank it? Like, let's take quarterback out of the equation because that's number one. We know that in this town better than anywhere. Left tackle, corner, edge, wide receiver. Like, what's next?
It's that's the group you're in. And again, look at how the pay structure goes in the NFL, right? Who are the highest paid players? Quarterback, duh. Now 1A and 1B, or excuse me, 2A and 2B are either elite pass catcher and left tackle or tackle and pass catcher, right? The having the quarterback, protecting or enhancing the quarterback, and then next is sacking the quarterback. So the extension right after that is corner. And so the highest paid corners are in the low 20s. Highest paid everywhere else, non-quarterback, is around 30. Just tells you the import of the position. It is a premium position. I'd probably have it just below the offensive pieces and a great pass rushing defensive ends. I think that just changes what offenses can do. But this is the next best thing, right, in terms of improving a defense. With all due respect to linebacker, we've seen how much improved linebacker play has helped this Washington defense. With all due respect to safety, and there have been some great ones here, certainly, and you know the names that come to mind immediately. Having that true, honest-to-God, awesome corner, if that's what Lattimore turns out to be, and there's good reason to assume that he could be, that's a game-changer.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.